Sifa Nizdab Timorech of Fe and Abeis of Rav and Aleph, Shavachayma does not necessarily mean that it's a logically compelling argument. These are not logical arguments. Shavachayma is from the Midrash Ater Nidreshes Be. There's a Shavachayma, we explained there are two kinds of Shavachayma. There's a Shavachayma Menei Bey, then there's a Shavachayma Midinecha Lachaveiro. Here the Gemara is making Shavachayma Midinecha Lachaveiro. That's what the Shagasari points out in the Chuvas HaChadoshes. Second volume of the Shagasari has a whole section of Chuvas about the Dinim of Chodosh. And in the middle of one of the Chuvas, he discusses that Ein Dorim Kalvachayim in Mehaloche. If you have a Halacha L'moshim Sin, I'm still be talking about Orla B'chutz Lords. On the assumption that Orla B'chutz Lords are Halacha L'moshim Sin. The Pasig in Chumash, where is it in Parshas Kedoshim? That says you're not allowed to eat the peris, the rosa bachi, losa bano, the peris of Orla. Only says kisavoy al ha'art, says about Orla Beretz Yisrael. Orla b'chutzlars, the Mishnah says in Kiddushin, the end of the first parak, really Orla should not apply b'chutzlars, really should have been for the agriculture and mitzvahs al peris b'artz. And the Mishnah says that Orla is one of the two exceptions to the rule, chadosh and Orla. Orla b'chutz l'aretz says halacha. So the Gemara has a machlekes. What does it mean halacha? It means hilchas medina, means that it's midirabana, a minik, means that it's a minik, or midirabana, or means halacha l'moshe mesina. So most assume that it's halacha l'moshe mesina. That's we assume in Shulchan Aruch that it's halacha l'moshe mesina. So the Shagasari discusses the klal that the Gemara has in Perek HaPlezer, the mila ain't done in kalvachem in me halacha. The midrash alternate reshes were only given with respect to dinim that are in Chumash, in Torah Shebichsav. You cannot take halacha l'moshe mesinai and extend it based on a kalvachayma to another case. So the Shagazari says that's a kalvachayma medin echad l'chaveiroi. But a kalvachayma menei bei, just to set up the system of what the dinim of Orla b'chutz lo should be, so that kalvachayma, that's a logical argument. Kalvachayma medin echad l'chaveiroi, not necessarily logical. It's based on the assumption, based on the premise. All the dinim and the Torah fit into one big pattern. Kol ha-Torah kula inyan echad. We said as a Tosefta in Sanhedrin that if somebody asks a question in the middle of Shir, the Shir is learning Baba Kama, the Shir is learning Mikvos, whatever. Somebody asks a question about Hilchas Mikra Megillah. It has nothing to do with what they're learning. So the Tosefta says in Sanhedrin that the Shoyel has to apologize to the whole group. And has to say shaloi kinyan shalfi. He takes back the question. He had no right to ask it. Is shaloi min ho'inyan. And Rameir disagrees, and he says you never have to apologize because kol ha-Torah kula inyan echad. Everything is interconnected, and it is min ho'inyan. So we don't paskin like Rameir. We paskin that the fellow who asked shaloi kinyan has to apologize and take back the question. But we agree with the premise of Rameir. We don't disagree with the premise that kol ha-Torah kula taka is inyan echad. Everything is interconnected. So that's the basis of the Kalvachaymer over here. Gemara is making a Kalvachaymer from Shem Beregel to Karen, making a Kalvachaymer from Tumas Meis to Tumas Sheretz. Totally different things, different cases. The Gemara before made Yochiach from Zavat Ochiach, the second line from the top of Chavdal and Menalev. Rameir made a Kalvachaymer, Frichet, Nechais of Chalkiv, Nechais of Kolshkein. The Gemara says a Yochiach and the Kalvachaymer from Zavo, that she only becomes a Zavo Gdaila if she has the Rias on three consecutive days. She has three Rias on the same day. She doesn't become a Zavo Gdaila. So you see that the Kalvachaymer leads you to a false conclusion. That's called the Yochiach. So this is all based on the premise that Kol ha-Torah kula inyan echad. All the dinim fit into one big pattern. It's not exactly Kol ha-Torah kula inyan echad. That's what we explained. There are three different areas of halacha. One is dinim amanus, and one is isa v'heter, and one is tumah v'tara. So that's a question over here. The Gemara says, a yochiach from zava. We're talking about dinim amanus over here, and then you make a yochiach from zava. Why shouldn't they have said that Zava is Tumah V'Tara? Tumah V'Tara is a separate area. That Ninayu Bay, in the area of Tumah V'Tara, it fits into one big pattern, but from Tumah V'Tara to the Issa the Heter, Tumah v'Tahara Tadinim Amis is a different area of halacha. That's a problem. Why did the Gemara? Why did Ramam? Why did the Gemara make a yachiyach? Amru lo izava tochiyach shelichka v'yaseh tameh kiver v'yaseh tohiro. How can you make a yachiyach? Yachiyach means that the kavachem is not valid because you make the same kavachem in a different area of halacha lead you to a false conclusion. Then you can make a yachiyach even from a different area, even from tumah v'tahara. Or whatever it is, you know, we don't know whether they're talking about zava tochiach, we're talking about tuma zava, we're talking about zava labaila, isa zava, whatever it is, but it's not the same area of dini mominus. Here we're talking about dini mominus. I don't know. We don't know enough. I don't know enough about the midrash haterah nedrashus. Years ago, when we used to learn Gemara, there's a sefer Atzmus Yosef on kiddushin. It's out of style. Nobody even looks. Nobody heard of the Atzmus Yosef. Nobody looks in it. He, on every daf in Kiddushin, he talks about the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash Hashanah. They went and they reprinted the Atzmus Yosef in a fancy edition now. I wonder how many people are going to buy it. Who's going to look at it? The whole Sefer, he talks about Midrash HaTorah and the Drash Hashanah, about the Kal V'chaimers and the Gzer Rishavas and the Binyan Abs and everything. We don't, in our generation, we don't know too much about these things. Anyway, so this whole daf Gemara is all based on this assumption. All the dinim have to fit into one big pattern, one big system. All the dinim of dinim amenas have to fit in. So the Gemara keeps on pointing out, but there are contradictions over here. On the one hand, Shem v'regel is more chomer than Karen, that it pays Nezek Shalem right away, pays Nezek Shalem in Aliyah. On the other hand, Karen is more chomer than Shem v'regel because it's chai b'shu zeram, Shem v'regel is pata b'shu zeram. So which is the chomer, which is the kal over here? So which is the rule and which is the exception to the rule? Is it that Karen is Machomer, but there's an exception to the rule that Shem v'regel pays Nezek Shalem min Aliyah? That's an exception to the rule. Or is the rule that Shem v'regel is Machomer, and then Karen has a quirk at Yotzim and Aklal? So that's unclear. The Gemara doesn't know which way to go. But they keep on suggesting Kal V'chaimers. Why not make a Kal V'chaimers? Just put all the dinim together and develop the pattern. But that's the question. Which is the pattern? Is Karen Mochama than Shem v'regel? Shem v'regel is Mochama than the Karen? Because there's a contradiction between the dinim. So that's a whole block Gemara like that. Yeah. So the Gemara said that Pachim Ktanim by a Zav, there's neither Tumas Maga, because the Zav can't even stick in a little, if it's a Kli Cheres. If it's a Kli Matecheres, so it's Mekabel Tumah from the outside. We're talking about a Kli Cheres, only Mekabel Tumah from the inside. So he can't stick his finger in. The opening on the top of the perfume bottle is so tiny, only the perfume could go in and go out. Can't stick his finger in. So it's not Mekabel Tumah Idei Maga. It is Mekabel Tumah Idei Maga, the Seyar, the hair of the Zav, calls when he didn't take a haircut, it was still attached to his head. So just like if he touches something with his fingers, mitamayit, so if his hair is also part of his body. When you're toivel in the mikveh, you have to be toivel the hair also, because the hair is calls when it's attached, it's mechubit to the body, so it's considered like part of the body. So if the hair, the tiny opening on the bottle of the perfume, of the klicheres, a hair can go in, if the perfume could go in and go out, so the hair can go in, so that he will be able to be, the zav will be able to be mitame, the klicheres mi tocho, if he has long hair, and the hair will go in, but that's where Rashi and Tez point out, but the Pasuk says, he's mitame behesit, if he pushes the bottle, if he pushes anything, he's mitame behesit, even though there's no maga, because the maga has to be on the inside, so he's touching, even if he's not wearing a glove. It's not mekabel tuma on the outside. But if you do hesed, it's considered kemaga bekula, it's considered as if he did a maga on the inside. But that's bamidvar mamurim, that's only if the nature of the kli is such that theoretically it could have been the tamir b'maga b'psar hazav, not b'seir hazav. If the seir hazav will touch the inside, it will be mitame, because man the seir is still attached to the body. It's part of the body. And when you're toivel, you have to be toivel the hair also. You have to be toivel this hair also. So the zab is not mitame, the klicheres, if it's pach muktanim with a tiny opening on top, even hesed is not mitami. He is mitami b'seir, but it's not mitami b'hesed. Masheni came, the Gemara says, a sheretz, in order for the dead sheretz, which shiratzim amitame, not, it doesn't depend on the shiratzim ha'arosa b'achila, bugs and worms and ants and flies and so on. It's the shman shiratzim ha'amurim b'atayr, in Parshas Shmini. This week said, v'acholet v'achme v'atzov l'mineir, and so on. The eight rodents that amitame b'moysam. So the shman shiratzim amitame b'moysam, so that's, they're only mitame b'maga, they're not mitame b'masa, but they're mitame b'maga even if you have less than a kezayis. All you need is a kadasha. Kadasha is smaller than a kezayis. So a kadasha sometimes will be able to fit into the tiny opening on top. A lot of times a kadasha won't be able to be squeezed through either, but there will be an opening where the pinky will not be able to go through, and the kadasha of the sheretz will be able to go through. So that's what the brisa says. That's what the Gemara reconstructs a brisa here. That pachim ktanim is mekabel tumah by a sheretz, aydei maga from the inside, even though the pachim ktanim is kli sheretz, only mekabel tumah from the inside. But the kadasha will be able to squeeze through. Vashen came the zav, he can't even squeeze his pinky in. He doesn't have, his body is not so skinny. Besar hazav, ser hazav can't fit in. But the Pasuk says that the Zav is only mitame behesed if it's possible for the Bsar HaZav to be mitame. So that's what the Gemara says, that in a certain sense, the Sheretz is more chomer than the Tumas HaZav, that the Sheretz can even be mitame pachim ktanim from the inside, because the Kadasha can squeeze through. Okay? Then the Gemara has a machloikis, whether domino mino domino v'yuki b'asra. What is that shaila? Whenever you learn at a din based on exera shava, what did you learn out over here? First, we established that mafetz is matame b'sheretz. Sheretz, there is no din of medris. Medris is only when it's a human being. A dead sheretz, a nevela, doesn't have Nivlas Behema, there's no din of medris. There's no din of medris by mace either. No din of medris by mace either, only by chai. By a zava. Your letters and so one who has a tumah yotzal megufay, they're not always to the same degree of tumah, but they all have a din of medris. Mitzor and so on. They don't all have the same degree, but they all have a din of medris. So whatever is roy, that's what you learn out from this kavachayma. Whatever is roy letumas medris is mekabel tumas maga. So the sheretz can be metame mafetz betumas maga. Can't be metame betumas medris. There's no din of medris by shoratzim, but there's a din of maga. Any kli that's roi le medris by zav is mekabel tumas maga. So first you establish that mafetz is mekabel tumah, even though it's a pshutik kli eitz, doesn't have a base kibum. It's mekabel tumas maga from a dead sheretz. And then we say, there's a gezer shava, chobeged v'chalor, the expression appears by mace, and it appears by the sheretz. So you learn out, mafetz b'mace from mafetz b'sheretz. And mafetz b'sheretz was learned out of kavachaymer from zav. So now that you learned out mafetz b'mace from Mafetz B'Sheretz, now there's a machlokes, l'man d'yama domino v'ukei b'asra, l'man d'yama domino u'mino. Whenever you learn out B from A, with Xer Shava, do you say that it carries over all the details from A to B? Since you're learning out B from A, it carries over all the details? Or do you say, no, domino, you learn out B from A, but then u'kei b'asra? You're learning out from Tumas Sheretz, to Tumas Meis, but Meis is usually, you need Hazor Shlishi Shri, so it's Tomei for a minimum of 7 days. Should you say Domino Umino, since you're learning at Mafetz the Meis from Mafetz B'Sheretz, Sheretz only B'Tamei Tumas Erev. You don't have to wait 7 days with Hazor Shlishi Shri. Or should you say Domino B'Yukei B'Asra, you apply all the dinim of B, since you're learning at B from A, you should apply all the dinim of B to the case. So the Gemara says, even if you would hold in general, domino, umino, but here it's an exception to the rule. Omar Rav, Omar Kroa, that's six lines from the bottom of Chav Hem Beis. Omar Rav, Omar Kroa, v'chibasim v'decha, miyam ha-shvi, kol tom ha-shat, ha-metam ha-meis, lehiu p'chus ha-mishiv. I mean, here there's a pasuk. Here's a pasuk that says that in this case you say domino avuki biasrus, right? Even if the rule usually is domino umino, here it's an exception to the rule. So then the Gemara, the last four lines, the Gemara is making all the kavachaymas from Shem Veregel to Karen back and forth. We're trying to push everything into the figure out what is the pattern. Is Karen Mohammed and Shem Veregel? Shem Veregel is Mohammed and Karen. So the Gemara says, whatever the pattern should have been, the rule is the way it says in the Mishnahs, that Karen pays Chatzin Ezek Megufa the first three times, pays Nezek Shalom the fourth time, Menu Aliyah, and Shem Veregel pays Nezek Shalom and Aliyah the first time. Shat. And B'shul Sarabna din is that Karen is Chayim and Shem Veregel is Pata. Shat. And Shem Veregel doesn't even pay Chatzin Ezek Megufa in the B'shul Sarabna. So the Gemara says, whatever the rule is, even if there should have been a rule, we're not sure which way the rule should be. Which is the rule and which is the exception to the rule? Shine. That's what it is over here. See, it just can't be done any kal v'chaymas. Okay, that's what the Gemara comes to the maskana here. Then the Gemara raises the question. So, what are the detailed halachas here? That Adam Shaharag Chavera doesn't pay Koifer. The Pasuk that says explicitly, what is such a whole discussion? The Pasuk said first, Lasit Koifer Nefesh Vetzech. It says, Nachomish, you don't pay Koifer. So Tyson said, that's not what it says. It says, Lasit Koifer Nefesh Vetzech, Shahu Rasha, one who deserves the death penalty, you shouldn't pay Koifer to relieve him from the death penalty. One who deserves, one who Harig B'Shoigeg, has to go to the Rai Miklot, you're not allowed to take Koifer. To pater him, that he shouldn't have to go to their Merkle. We're taking a different thing. Not to pater him from Misa the Mezid, or to pater him from Golos if he killed Bishag. We're talking maybe everyone who murders someone else, in addition to whatever other punishment he deserves, if it was the Mezid of Hasra, he gets the death penalty, and if it's Bishagig, then he has to go to their Mikla, and in addition to that, should be one big package punishment that he should have to also pay Koifer. It's not Lasik Koifer. To pater him from Misa, to pater him from Golan. That's the pasuk goes to pater. And the sugi goes, maybe a horig Adam HaShaharag has to pay Koifer. The Gemara says, I'm Koifer Yushas Olav, Olav Eloi Al HaAdam. Right. So then the Gemara says, well, let's make a Kal V'chaymer. Behema Shaharagas Adam. The Behema gets the death penalty in addition to the fact that the Baal HaBehema has to pay Koifer. And Adam Shaharagas Chavero only gets the death penalty, doesn't have to pay Koifer. So that establishes that the chiyuv of the behemah is Mohammed and the chiyuv of the Adam, which is nonsensical. How can that be? But that's what it says in the Chumash, that the Baal HaBehemah pays Koifer and the Adam Shorg doesn't pay Koifer. So once you say like that behemah is Mohammed and Adam, then if Adam is chayv arba dvarim, tzari pishav is boshes in addition to nezek, so behemah should certainly be chayv chamish dvarim. So that's when the Gemara says no. That we have a pasuk that says that the behemah doesn't pay. Ki natzu ish be amisa v'lo shor ba amisa. That the shor is not chayv arba dvarim. That's the halacha. That's the next mishnah. Says Adam od liyonim behem shaygig deinu mezid. And it gives an example. Simi en chaver v'shiber sakelim v'shalom nezik shalom. Shiber sakelim all there is to pay is nezik. Why does the Mishnah put the two together? That's with the more comments. Katani simes en chaver dumi du shibes akel mahos nez again dalad dvarim lo yaf simes en chaver nez again dalad dvarim lo. It sounds like in the case of simes en chaver, you don't pay abo dvarim, you only pay the nezik. How come? What happened to the din of abo dvarim? So that's what the Gemara says. There are three different halachas. Nezek is Adam Mod Liyarlam. That's how the Mishnah starts off. Adam Mod Liyarlam, Bein Mishogig, Bein Demezid, etc. That's for Nezek. In order to pay Boishas, is a Gemara later, you only have Gemara in HaChoybel, that you only have Boishas if he's either Niskabin Levayesh, or at least Niskabin Lachval Bechaveru. You don't need Niskabin Levayesh. as long as there's kavan lachbal bechadir. Boishes is considered an einish. Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah, Perek HaChayvel, says that a suma is potem in aboishes, and he says, just like Rav Yehuda holds suma is potem in aboishes, so he's potter from Malkus, and he's potter from Nis, and he's potter from Golus. What do they all have in common? They're all onshim. So apparently the boishes is an einish. There's a tzari pushebis, is a chiyuv tashlumim. And boishes is considered an einish. So we understand why need, you don't say ben shegig ben amazed by boishes. Boishes, he either need niskaven levayesh, or at least niskaven lachvo bachaver. If it's b'shogig, you don't pay the boishes. And then the tzar, ripushevis, is in between. You don't need b'mezid, but if it's b'shogig, b'oynes, b'shogig, he doesn't pay tzar, ripushevis. You need some pshia. If there's no element of Pshia, then you're not chayv tzar ripushevis. So that's what the Gemara comments on the Mishnah. The Mishnah, the Chovav and Meralef, puts together Simei and Chaveiro with Shibur Sakelim, just like Shibur Sakelim is only Nezek, Simei and Chaveiro is only Nezek. Or, Gemara says it's talking about a case where there was no Pshia on the part of the Adam Achayv Bachaveiro, so all he pays is the Nezek. He doesn't pay Tzari, Peshevis, and Boishes. Three different categories. That's why the Osameach has a safe on the Rambam. He deals with a three-way steer and a tosefta. What's the din? We probably discussed it already. If a doctor was treating a patient and by accident he harmed the patient, does he have to pay? So there are two toseftas in Bava Kamma, one tosefta in Gittin. So one tosefta in Bava Kamma says chai, one tosefta says potter, and then a tosefta in Gittin says potter medion, the mechaim medin shamayim. So all the three, yes, no, maybe. All the three possibilities are there. So, well, what's the answer? So the Osamech says, no, they're different. The first tosefta here, on Chavav and Aleph, it says, Adam Ud Li'olam, and the Gemara says, only chayv to pay Nezek. Dumid Shibur Sakelim. Ketani Simeon Chaver, Dumid Shibur Sakelim. Here you're talking about Nezek. So Nezek, you chayv even if there was no Pshia. Even if there was no pshia, oin is gomer, you don't pay. Okay, we paskin oin is gomer, you don't pay. The Ramban holds even oin is gomer, because the Gemara says nafam and agag baruch sheinu mitzuya. And chav zayinim and aleph, the Gemara says nafam and agag baruch sheinu mitzuya. The hezik could be ish chayv al anesik and poter abod dvarim. Poter abod dvarim because there was no pshia. It's baruch sheinu mitzuya, but nesik yechayv it was. The Shada is, what if it's mamish einus? So the Ramban is of the Ramban writes nafam and agag baruch sheinu mitzuya. I feel the ruach sarah shel Elio. Even if it's a tornado, a hurricane that they didn't predict at all, totally unaware that there was any possibility of harming anybody. Ramban holds that the einus rachmana patri the pasuk will anar with the sasa davar only patters you from malchus and from isa from punishments. But the ma'aseh is your ma'aseh. So even though it's a ruach she'ena mitzuyah, totally, ruach sarah shel Elio, you still pay nezek. And most of the Rishonim, in Shulchan Aruch, we don't paskin like that. We don't paskin like this Tosfos on Chav Zayin on the days. Even Maskal, the Shmor Lama, Tosfos makes a dakas de kechilik between oynes kein geneva, oynes kein aveda. A whole Tosfos has a whole steer between various sources in the Gemara. It came up with such a split. So that's not accepted, la'alacha. We pass like the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Adam Amazik, Bain is Gamer, is Potter. So Chayv B'Chaver, Bain is Gamer, is also Potter. But the doctor who harmed the patient, it's not talking Bain is Gamer. There was no Pshia on his part. He did what he was supposed to do, but he harmed the patient, so Nezik he has to pay. Because Adam Ud Li'olam, and Nezek you pay. The second Tosefta is later in Perek HaChayvel. The Toseftas usually correspond to the Mishnais. So the second Tosefta in Bava Kamma is in Perek HaChayvel where it talks about the additional Abod Dvarim that you pay. So the Abod Dvarim you only pay if there's some element of Pshia. In Nofa Meraga Baruch Sheinu Mitzuya, it says in Chav Zayim and Alf, you don't pay the Abod Dvarim. You don't pay the Abod Dvarim. Boishes, for sure you don't pay. but you don't even pay the rest of the abodron because there's no element of pshir. So that's a tosefta that says that you put them. Then the third tosefta is in Perek HaNizokin in Gittin, where the Mishnah has a series, you have a few prokim there, a series of Mishnayos that are talking about takonis min pnei tikon ha'olam. Various takonis. Hilot tikon, hilot hiskin pruzbo, pnei tikon ha'olam. That's one of them. A lot of takonis min tikon. So the Mishnayos have a series of Mishnayos that the man sends a get, he shouldn't be mevatel a get, shelo bifnei ha'shaliach, because the shliach is going to deliver the get to the woman, he's not going to know. They have no cell phone, so the husband can't notify the shliach that he canceled the shlichus, he shouldn't deliver the get. So the shliach is going to give the get to the woman will think that she's allowed to be married, and meanwhile the husband already canceled the shlichus before the shliach delivered the get, so the shliach wasn't supposed to give her the get, he wasn't supposed to function. So the Mishnah says, I made a takana the Rabbanon, that mimpnei tikkun olam, the Baal should not be mevatel the shliach shelo bifnei shelo bifanov. And the Mishnah has a series of takanas mimpnei tikkun olam. Then the Tosefta adds more. So one of the takanas that's added on in the Tosefta is that if you have all the doctors who get their degree from medical school, they didn't all get 100. All the rabbis that get smich, they didn't all get all 100 straight hundreds on all of their bechinas and yeshiva. So some of them got 100, some of them got 90, some of them got 65. So those who got 65, they also passed. So the doctors who just made it bekoshi, so they have an MD, so they can practice medicine. We don't feel obligated to encourage them to go into the medical field. They just passed by the skin of their teeth. Those who got 100, we want them to go into to medicine. Now they're going to be afraid that they can be sued. They keep on, it's already a long time, 40, 50 years. They're suing all the doctors for malpractice. Anytime the doctor, anything goes wrong, they keep on suing the doctors for malpractice. So a lot of the doctors who are intelligent don't want to go into medicine. They're afraid they're going to be sued. And Rabbanim who know how to learn well don't want to do Dine Torah. They want to sit and put out Kisvei Yad, print Svarim, teach in Yeshiva. You can't get into trouble over there. You're going to get involved in a Din Torah. Whoever's going to lose is going to be angry at you. He's going to say that you made a mistake. Like whenever the judge gives a psak on a case on Din Mamonis, so whoever lost the court case always says the judge made a mistake. So the same thing in a Din Torah. The one who lost the Din Torah is always going to be cursing the rabbi. So the rabbis won't want to go get involved in this field. So who's going to be left to do all the Din Torah? The shlaki rabbis who don't know how to learn. The intelligent rabbis won't want to go into the field. Who's going to be left in medicine? The intelligent doctors won't want to practice medicine. They're going to be sued for all their worth and for more. So they don't want to practice medicine. So they'll sell medical supplies. They'll do something else in the field. But they won't want to practice medicine. So they made a takana both by the dayanim and by the doctors, that those, the government should find out who really passed with flying colors in medical school, who got hundreds, straight hundreds, and who got straight hundreds in smicha and in the kolom, and they'll give them a ptur based on hefker bez nehefker. Hefker bez nehefker is a branch of the din, of din in the malchus adina. The bezin has the ability to make hefker because the government has the right to make hefker. Hefker, malchusa hefker. If the government is not doing a good job at being mafker mammon when they should, so then it's up to the bezin to be mafker the mammon. But the basic din of hefker bezin hefker is really the government should do it. So the Gemara says the nasi is the nasi, the Rosh HaSanhedrin, has the power of hefker bezin hefker. And the Reish Galusa has the power also like the Melech. Reish Galusa, the Rambam writes, the Reish Galusa is like the Melech. They both have the power to be Mafke Mammon. So the Reish Galusa in Bavel and the Nasi, the Rosh HaSanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael, used to give certificates to the top-notch doctors and to the top-notch Rabbanim. They would say, Tov lo yishalmu, even if you made a psak and did a mammonis and you made a mistake, in order to encourage the experts in learning to go into the field of Dine Torah, so they would give them a document, Biksav, the smicha they didn't used to give the ksav. They used to give this, they used to give the ksav, that in case he'll judge a din Torah and it'll come out that he made a mistake, by accident, tolo yishalmo. Because of the genitalmi has to pay, so he won't want to go into the field of Dayanus. And the same thing, the Reish Kalusi used to give, the Reish Kalusi and the Nasi Shabaritzel used to give such documents to the top-notch doctors that they wanted to encourage them that they should stay in medicine. So they gave him a document that tolo yishalmo. So, but Mikra didn't really, there should have been chayv to pay Nezik, not Sari Peshevis Boshes, there was no Pshia. Mikra didn't should have been chayv to pay Nezik, but there's a Ptur, Hefker Bez Nehefker, in order to encourage them they should stay in the field. So that's a rule, whenever Mikra didn't, you really mechuyev. But there's a Ptur, Hefker Bez Nehefker, B'nei Tikan Ha'olam, because of the welfare of the whole community. So then, we say that if he can, he really should make good, he really should pay. So that's what the Osamech says, that's the third psak. That's the third Tosef in Gittin, where it says, it's talking about the dayan, or the doctor, who made a mistake, and he harmed the patient, or he gave the wrong psak. But he has a ptur from the government. It's not a reshus min anasiya, not a reshus min reish galusa. This is what it says Beferish in the Ramban. The Ramban was a doctor. Ramban wrote a Sefer Torah Sa'odom all about when the baby is born on Shabbos, what are you allowed to do, to what extent are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to deliver the baby. After the baby is born, you straighten out the legs, what's a malacha, what's mutter, what's osser. And then he discusses when the baby grows older and he gets sick, what are the dinim, when are you allowed to treat the patient, when are you not allowed to treat a patient. And then he has the dinim if the doctor was not successful and the patient dies. What are the dinim of ripping kriya? What are the dinim of avelus? Once he talks about the dinim of avelus, he talks about the dinim of Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av we observe avelus. What are the dinim of the other tanesim? That's the Sefer Torah Sa'odom. So the Ramban in the Torah Sa'odom discusses this aspect, tolo yishalmo, by the doctor. So Ramban is beferish. That's the pshat. Some achrayim did not have the Ramban. Many achrayim did not have the Ramban. So they only saw what was quoted in the Tur. The Tur had the Ramban, the Torah Sa'odom. So some didn't have it. So they misunderstood. They thought that the Rishus from the Reish Galusa is a license to practice medicine. That you have to have a license to practice medicine. That makes sense. Of course, you need a license to practice medicine. Well, every Tom, Dick, and Harry is going to hang up the shingle, I am the world's greatest expert on cancer, and everyone should come to me. He doesn't know anything about it. So, of course, you're not allowed to practice medicine unless you have a license. But that's not. So, the Achrayim had a Sufik. Rabbi Chaim Moise quotes this also, this Sufik, from the Mishnah's Chachamim. Mishnah's Chachamim is a set of several volumes on the Rambam, running commentary on the Rambam. They reprinted it recently. So the Mishnah's Chachamim understood, also apparently didn't have a Torah Sa'odom. He understood that it means license to practice medicine. And he's mistapek, the Reb Chaim Moshe quotes the Achrayim on mistapek, whether you need rishus from the government every single time you want to do surgery, or is it enough you once got rishus from the government? When you graduated medical school, you got rishus. A surgeon does, let's say, 3 surgeries in a day. I don't know how many. It depends how serious the surgery is. Sometimes 1 a day. Sometimes 20 a day. It depends how long it takes, how complicated the surgery is. So he has to get rishus 10 times because he's going to. The pashto says, once you get your license from the government, you're showing your license already, and then they should check up every couple of years to make sure that he's not getting senile, that he's not forgetting, that his hands are still functioning well. He knows how to do the surgery. So the pashto says that's not what it means. The pashto says the rishus from the Reish Galusa does mean a license to practice medicine. In recent years, before the war, that was a machlokes between the Chabina Rav had a brother, I forgot what's the name of his sefer. He wrote a sefer, Siyad HaMachlokes, with the rabbi in Frankfurt, from the regular Gemeinde. Siyad HaMachlokes about this. That thing was called Divrei Menachem. The rabbi wrote a volume, Shalosh Tshuvos, Divrei Menachem, I think. So he quotes from the Torah Sa'odom. So he explains that Rishus when they reish galusa doesn't mean a license to practice medicine. It means tolo yishalmo. It means hefke bez nefke. Tolo yishalmo. So that's quoted in the Tosefta in the middle of Gittin. You have a series on Mishnayos, and then Tosefta has another 10 cases where Mikir Adin Yechayif to pay, and the Rabbanim made a takana the Rabbanim of Pnei Tikkun Ha'olam. Let's say, for example, there's a Tikkun in Pnei Tikkun Ha'olam, there's an institution of declaring bankruptcy. The guy went into business, and then he made bad mistakes, and then he owes millions of dollars. He owes everybody money. So for the rest of his life, he'll never be able to keep a penny of what he earns. Every penny that he earns, he has to pay, he's going to be mechuyev to pay all the balechayvos. So they made a takana in many countries, made a takana. The guy can declare bankruptcy and start all over again. So what if the person did declare bankruptcy, and later on he strikes a rich and he becomes a multimillionaire? Does he have to pay back all the money that he owed to the people? So the Pashto says that's what it says in the Tosefta by the doctor. He got Rishus from the Reish Galusa that told lo yishalmu, but the Balotz is Yedei Shemayim. If later on he does have enough money, then he really should pay. We want to potter him in order that he should remain in the field of medicine because he's such an expert. And but if later on he can afford to pay up, so he really should pay.
What is it that we're pottering
from? Only for the nezek. Tzari, pishav, boshi is not chayv to pay because he wasn't posheya.
So when the other Tosefta says chayv, means Eker Hadin, he should be chayv to pay.
He is chayv to pay if he didn't get rishus from the Reish Galusa. Mm-hmm. If he didn't get rishus from the Nasi, the Reish Galusa, the Tosefta here says chayv. The Tosefta later on Achayv says potter goes on Tzari, pishav, boshi. The Tosefta in Gittin is going on the Nezek, but not to Bishus Meresh Galusi. He was one of the Mitzuyanim in medical school. And not everybody who graduates medical school gets this exemption. Those who are in the Mitzuyanim get the exemption. So they said, they told the Yishalmim, Pnei Tikkun Ha'olam, because we want to encourage them to remain in medicine.
In this sugya about Adam Amazik, Tosfos brings a riot from Sadi Tess about an Uman that was Makatel, and the Ramban writes that Shem Uman Hatoba Malachto Mishum Mazik. And would we even, does it even make sense that a doctor or anybody who's working that he made a mistake that they even would be called a Mazik, even though you say Adamur Ba'olam? So it still wouldn't, still not like a Shem Mazik. Not like you're just trying to treat somebody. You didn't even do something that's.
But we don't say that, please. The Tosefta says that Yisrael. Why? Why does the Ramban say "Ein bu'uman ho'isik b'malachta mishum masik"? I think because he's a shomer on the thing. He's a shomer. So apparently, you're only a shomer on objects and not a shomer on people. If I'm doing surgery on the person, so I'm not considered a shomer on the person. If I'm an uman, I'm fixing his automobile or I'm making jewelry for him. He gave me raw material that belongs to him, and I'm fixing it, making it into something fancy. So then I have a din of a shomer on the thing. So ein boom and hoisik b'malachtim shomadam amazik. There's no din of adam amazik because al pidin is a shomer. But by treating a patient, I think it's not considered a shomer. You have to look. There are a few rambans where he repeats the same idea. One is in Bava Metzia Daf Pei Beis, and one is in the Melchamis and the end of Bava Kama, and one is here. Could be over here. I got it ready. There are a few places where the ramban presents his shita. There is a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara says, on rare occasions, we will say Afkino Abani Kedushim Minei. So one of the rare occasions is like this. The husband sent the shliach to deliver the get to his wife, and then the husband is mevatel the shliach shalad b'fanav. So the shliach doesn't have his cell phone, he doesn't have email, he doesn't know. He went between Mr. Medina Zayam, took him months and months, he's traveling by boat till he gets to America. He also married himself to America, he gives the get. He didn't know that the husband backed out from the meaning of shliach, so he gives the get and the woman remarries and she has children from the second husband. So you're going to say that... You're going to say that the husband was a mevatel l'shlichus and the woman is not divorced and the children are mamzerim. So the Gemara says they made a takana the rabbanon and afkina rabbanon kedushin minayim. Whatever the baal is mevata l'shliach shaloi b'fonim, so they say afkina rabbanon kedushin minayim. So the children should, the husband is not allowed to be mevata l'shliach shaloi b'fonim. It's a nasty thing to do. It's a stupid thing to do. He shouldn't do it. And even if he did, the Gemara has a machlokes, and there is an opinion. I forgot how we passed, and there is an opinion that you say afkina rabbanon kedushin minayim. There are less than 10 cases in the Gemara, maybe less than 5 cases. Rare instances in the Gemara, where the Gemara says, "I cannot ban the kedush mene." So that's one of them. The baal is mavata l'shliach shlo b'fanav. So Tosis has the famous kasha in Gittin. So any time an eshes is mezana and she has children that are mamzerim from her boyfriend, so yichala mamzerim li toher. The husband can be if he wants to. The husband, if he wants to, he can be matay the mamzer. He'll give his wife a get. He'll give the shliach a get and tell the shliach to deliver the get to my wife. And when the shliach is shloi b'fanav, he'll be mevat l'shlichus. And the chachamim said, whenever the husband is mevat l'shlichus shloi b'fanav, afkin abani kedushin minei. He's going to use the details of the halacha to get away with the shtick over here. So Tosi says one opinion, okay, and achanami. That's taka the din. Kach tikno chachamim. That whenever the husband is mevat l'shliach shloi b'fanav, that you say afkinu. So the child is takanat a mamzer. Yichal mamzer am l'tor. The child deserves not to be a mamzer based on the takanas chacham. Then the other opinion in Tosis is no. Whenever you have a takana de rabbanon like that, they tikan ha'ilam, the guy's just using the system. He's abusing the system. That din, afkin rabbanon kedushin minei, is in a rare case when the husband did a stupid thing. He's mevatel l'shliach shloi b'fanav, but he didn't have a mind in order to be mitar the mamzer. But if that's what he had in mind, he's just abusing the system. So then we don't say afkin rabbanon kedushin minei. It doesn't apply. So that's a question. Let's say many people abuse the whole system of bankruptcy. There are people that declare bankruptcy 5 times. They make a fortune of money, and then they put all the money in the wife's name, and the cousin's name, and the children's name, and everything, and they declare bankruptcy. They can't pay. Then they do the same shtick, and then they declare bankruptcy every 5 years. They declare bankruptcy. Whenever you declare bankruptcy, you lose certain zkuyot. They're not going to give you a credit card or whatever, but you can pull a shtick. You can pull a shtick several times. So according to the one opinion in Tosfos, these takanas that were made in Tikkun Olam were only instituted if the case came up. But if the person is abusing the system in order to beat the system, so then the takana doesn't apply.
Is Afkinu Rabbanon an automatic system? That sounds like Tosfos assuming it's automatic. Could it also mean that the Bezdin after the fact declares that the Kiddushin were null and void?
There is such an opinion. Somebody told the Sridi Eish before the war. Someone told the Sridi Eish that the Ravon has such an idea, like you're saying, that it doesn't happen automatically. Afkin Abani Kedush Minei. The Bezdin has to declare Afkin. And then the Ravon adds on that this only applies when you have a central Bezdin that everybody looks up to. Called the Mekadosh Adaita, the Rabban of Mekadosh, the chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael. Something like that. But Bizman Hazeh, the Rabban says that there's no central authority. In every city, there's a different Bezdin. There is no one Bezdin that everybody looks up to, that he is the Gadol Hador. So all the cases in the Gemara, Afkin Rabban Kedush Minei, don't apply Bizman Hazeh. Because you need the Bezdin has to declare Afkinu, and there is no central Bezdin that has the right to declare. So the Sridi Yesh says, could you please send me a Xerox copy of this? I never heard of this. So he sent him a copy of the Ravon. Sent him a copy of Ravon. He was very surprised to see that. We usually assume not like that, Ravon. We usually assume that the Chachamim, the Tanoim, who made these Takonas, they already made the Hefke Bezdin. There's such a Rashi in Bob Mitzia also, though, that the Bezdin should bechol dor vador. Whenever there's a din de Rabbanan, where Minatoira, I'm entitled to the money. But the Rabbanim will say, Hefke Bezdin, Hefke, you're entitled to the money. And you're such a Rashi and Bob Mitzia that the Bezdin in our generation, not that Not that Hillel Hiskin Puzbel is based on Hefke Bezna. Hefke, the Gemara says in HaShaleach, said Hillel made the Hefke. How could Hillel be Matka Dovish Rabbali Adam? I wasn't born yet when Hillel made the Takana. Just like he can't be Mafke, how can they be Mafke? So the Pshat is Bezden in our generation is Mafke. That's what such a Rashi in towards the end of Bob Metzia. So the Afkin Rabban Kedush Menei also, the Rabban says the Bezden in our generation has to be Mafke, and today there is no central Bezden. That's a big Chiddush. That's not the way we usually assume. We usually don't assume like the Rashi. We don't assume that the Bezden in our generation is being Mafke. We assume Hillel made the Hefka. How can he make a Hefka on a Dovish al-Bali Yodam is a murderous kasha? How can he have Kinah Bani Kedushim Minei? I wasn't even born yet. They're Mafke, my Kedushim, 2,000 years ago. The Tanoim lived. Someone that lived is Man Abayis. Someone lived after the Churban Abayis. They were Mafke, my Kedushim. That's a problem. That is a problem. But Tosfos assumes that it happens automatically. Nachon?
Shabina Rav's brother, or is it called Divrei Nachum?
Chazay Nachum. Yeah, he was the one. So the brother Chazay Nachum had a machlokes with the rabbi in Frankfurt. What was the rabbi's name in Frankfurt? Menachem what? Ferrari. I think he wrote a sefer. Divrei Menachem.
Menachem
Eshev. Yeah. Yeah. Same. He wrote the Tshuva about the tuna fish. Nachon. Yeah. I forgot his last name. Okay. So he has his letters and he has the Chazay Nochem's letters. There was a different Chazay Nochem. Kirshendown. Oh, okay. He was the rabbi of the Orthodox Gemeinde in Frankfurt that did not break away. The Breuers, Rabbi Hirsch's Chevre, they broke away from the Gemeinde. He was the rabbi. There was another Orthodox Gemeinde, Big Talmud Chacham, this Kirshendown. So he did not break away from the regular Gemeinde. Yeah. So he has in his Chuvas, what's it called, Menachem Eshev, he has this, the correct pshat in the Rishus from the Reish Galusim, because he had access to the Ramban at Torah Sodom. So it says Beferish. It doesn't mean a license to practice medicine. It means, Rishus from the Reish Galusim means Tolo Yishalmo. They patin him, Hefke Bezen Hefke. Yeah, so these are two possible limitations. Whenever you have mikra, then it really should be chai, but they pata him. So number one, bevalotzi zudei shemayim, he really should pay. If later on, let's say a person declared bankruptcy, and they think an oilam, he doesn't have to pay. But then later on, he's successful in life, and he becomes a wealthy person all over again. So bevalotzi zudei shemayim, he takah should pay back all the money that he owed to all the people from before. Some people do that. Some people who declare bankruptcy do that. That's the correct thing to do. And then the second limitation is that whenever there's a takana midrabbanim pnei tikkun ha'olam, so there are two opinions in Tosfos whether the takana applies even in a case where the fellow is abusing the system. He's being mevatel l'shliach shlo v'fan in order to be mitar de mamzer. So one opinion of Tosfos is anachanami, yichal mamzer am leitor. And the other opinion of Tosfos is no. If he's abusing the system, then the takana doesn't apply. Takana only applies when it been mikra, turned out like that. But if that was his whole motivation, and being he gave a get and mevatel a get shlo v'fanof, they say that in recent years in the rabbanut and eretz if takam samdina, the marsham has such a tshuva. That b'shas hatrak, if you have people amamzerim, so we would recommend that the husband should give his wife a get. Agidei shliach neneshi mevatel shliach shlo v'fanav, and the mamzerim he'll say apkin rabbani kedushim minei. Like that one opinion that says is that there will be chol mamzerim litor. It's a wild notion. The pashtus is the other way. Pashtus is like the other opinion that says. So they have on record that once I think it was under Rabbi Gorin when he was a chief rabbi. So he once followed that Marsham, the Marsham said, Marsham has a lot of strange kulas. The Darkei Tshuva, and Yerideya writes, he's going to quote the Marsham, but the Marsham was a big poisik in the early 1900s, but you have to know, you have to take all the Marshams with more than a grain of salt. He has exaggerated kulas. So this is one of them, that he wants to pass on like that opinion in Tosfos. That you say, Afkinu Abban Kedushim Minei, even if he abuses the system, he was mevat l'shlech shal b'fanav in order to be metayed the mamzer. So you would say, hefke bezen hefke by declaring bankruptcy, even though the guy declared bankruptcy 5 times, and each time he hid all the money, he gave the money to his relatives, each time he'll say that hefke bezen hefke, it's like a potter from paying. The pashtus is the other way. Whenever there's a takana mitnaytikin olam, the person is abusing the system, so the takana was never formulated. The takana was mitnaytikin ha'olam, if it came out like that, but not if the guy's abusing the system. Anyway, that's the Or Sameach. He answers the triple stira in the Tosefta, that the first, the two Toseftas, Mavakam, and one in the middle of Gittin, the first Tosefta, all the three Toseftas talk about the same thing, Roifei Shekilkel, Roifei Uman Shekilkel. So the first Tosefta over here says Chayim, the second Tosefta says Potter, and the third one in Hanizokin says Chay Potter Medeiran V'chayim Dei Neshamayim. So the Yosemir says, the first one is talking about Nezik. That's how the Gemara says, Ketoni Sime Sein Chaver Dumi Nishi B'Sakelim, that it's only Nezik. So Nezik, Yechayiv. And the second Tosefta says Potter, because it's in Hachayivah. It's talking about the Chamisha Dvarim, the other Abod Dvarim. So the Abod Dvarim is, you only Chayiv if there's a Shtikal Pshia. There was no Pshia at all. And then the third Tosefta was in Hanizokin, where it has a series of Takonis from Tikkun Olam, there the Tikkun Olam is that Toh lo Yishalmu. If the Reifei Shekilkel or the Dayan Shetoh is exempt from paying, they want to encourage these people to stay in the field, so they had to exempt them. So the exemption only is, let's say the Reifei Shekilkel, he did it amazing. He doesn't like this patient any harm. The Takana doesn't apply. The Takana goes if Reifei Shekilkel accidentally, or the Dain Shetor, accidentally Dain Shetor. Not if he paskins wrong, the mezid, so then there was no takana. Takana only was if the Dain Shetor b'shoigeg, or the Reifei Shekilkel b'shoigeg. So Nikir Adin, he's chayiv the Karen by the Reifei Shekilkel, but we want to encourage him to stay in the field, so we say Tolo Yishalmu. So, but Balas is Eishamayim, if later on he becomes wealthy and he can pay, then more correct is that he should pay. And the same is probably true by declaring bankruptcy. By all takonas of Hefke Bez Nefke, they take an oil, if he can pay later on, more correct is that he should pay. What does the Gemara have a discussion now? Iboilahu, from the middle of Chavav and Aleph till the Mishnah. The Chumash says that the Shor Shahargas HaAdam pays Kofer, B'Shor Amuad. Shor Tam, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef Glili holds that the Shor Tam Shahargas HaAdam, Tam Shalom Chatzi Kofer. Tosfos points out there is no such Rabbi Yosef Glili. The Gemara says it's possible that Rabbi Yosef Glili will hold that guy. We have no evidence that he says like that. Tosfos later. But the Gemara always talks as if Rabbi Yosef Glili said it. That Aftam Tam Shalom Chatzikov here. Rabbi Yosef Glili de Omar. Tam Shalom Chatzikov. Yeah. So Shor Amud pays Kofer Sholem. So the Shaila was, maybe a Karen pays Kofer Sholem only by Shor Amud, but Shem V'Regel, you pay his Mud Mitchilosa by Shem V'Regel. So maybe if the behemoth kills a baby accidentally, by the Shem V'Regel, so maybe the Bala Shor has to pay Kofer even the first time. Or maybe you should say, no, what kind of Kofer? A man Shor B'Skila and a Baila Mishalmim Kofer. The Shor only gets Skila if it's Niskav and Laharig, because Kemisa Baila Kach Nisa Shor, it says, V'Gambol of Yumas, and the Mishnah says, the first Mishnah says that it's a Hekish. A Shor Yisokel, the Gambol of Yumas. The Shor gets skila the same way if the Bala Shor would have killed someone. He would have gotten Sayyid, so the Shor gets skila, similar to the Bala Shor getting the death penalty. So just like you need 23 Dayanim for the human being who has a Dion with his Chai Misa, so too, the Shor is need done with 23. So So the Gemara says, so what dynamic in Misabana Kafni Sashar, Adam Shiniskaben Laragas Habema Bahargas Adam. So you don't pay. So the Shor Shiniskaben Laragas Hashar, Bahargas Ben Adam, also doesn't pay. Just like, let's say, if the Kamisa Bala Kafni Sashar, if the Baal Makila Nochri, so the Baal Hashor would not be Chai Misa, the Shor Shahargas Hanochri, also not Chai Misa. The Shor was Niskaben Laragas Hanochri, Bahargas HaYisrael. So the Baal Hashor would have been Potter. That's the Gemara with the Taisus on Mem Aleph Amin Aleph. If the behemoth, the Taisus me'achdem itam katlin, that we looked at the Taisus. If the shore was in skaman laragas habem v'hargas ha'adam, ki hagavne the shore is not going to get skila, because the Adam wouldn't have gotten a death penalty. So the pashta says if the shore kills a baby. Shor kills a little baby. By an adult, it probably can't happen. The Shor kills a little baby. That's why the Gemara has Re'el Shador Salgabi Atina B'chotz V'anizik. Atina can get killed accidentally. An adult, it's probably never going to happen. So that's the Shaila on the Gemara. Don't we usually say K'misa Balakach Misa Shor? So if the Shor killed by accident, just like the Balashor wouldn't be Chayv Misa if he killed by accident, so the Shor should not be Chayv Misa. Don't we have a rule that imena shabiskeila and ba'al mishalmim kaifa? So that's the bottom Taisvus raises the issue a little bit. They say our Gemara comes to the maskana right before the Mishnah almi kaifa beregel shmamino shayin. The Gemara proves it conclusively from a brisa that the shor shaharges atinoik aydei shem beregel the ba'al shor pays kaifa. So Taisvus says, but there's machlekes abay berav about this amem adaf mem aleph. So how does it correspond with this Gemara? So Tess says, no, this Gemara, this is a Brisa over here. The Gemara proves from the Brisa that the Baal HaShor has to pay Koifer if the Shor killed Al Yidei Shem Beregel. That Gemara later is discussing that according to this Brisa. What is Tess's answer? Ali B'dehu Tanai, V'lo Mishum D'Sover Rav Hoch. That's... There's a brisa on Daf Mem Aleph that holds like that, but this brisa disagrees. It's a machloekes satanoim. The issue is a machloekes satanoim. The shor would not be chayv misa. If the shor kills aydei regel, it wasn't this common laharik, so the shor would not be chayv misa. Shor is only chayv misa like misa ban kach misa shor. Yeah, how did the Gemara prove conclusively Shmamino Ike Kaifer Elav Shmamino Kaifer the Reg Maisalam Ike Kaifer Beregel Shmamino? They proved that there is Kaifer. Why? Because the Gemara quoted a Brisa that just like Rav Tarfon holds that Karen Bechotzer Hanizik pays Nezek Sholem, that was the Machlokes and the Mishnah and Chof Dalin Amin Beis. Rav Tarfon holds, he don't say, Dai hecha de mifach kavachayma. So the shor who makes a hezek of Karen, the chotza hanizik, shor tam, is mazik chotza hanizik, af. Mishuna karen bechotza hanizik, nezik sholem hu de mishalem, even though shor tam b'shus arabim, pays chatzi nezik the first three times, but if it's Karen, b'chotz v'nizik, it's a kal v'chomer from Shem b'regel, that it should pay nezik shalom the first time. So the Gemara says, there's a brisa that Rav Tarfon says, that a shor shahora gesa, shor tam, shahora gesa odom, b'chotz v'nizik, not b'shus harabim, pays, even though it's a shor tam, pays nezik shalom the first time. Why? Pays Nezik Shom the first time, that's Rav Tarfon in the Mishnah. But if the Shor is Horegas Ha'adam, then the Baal HaShor pays Kaifer Shalom the first time. How can I pay Kaifer Shalom? So it's a combination of, it's according to Rav Tarfon, and it's according to Rav Yosef Glidi, that the Shor Tam pays Chatzi Kaifer, and whenever the Shor Tam pays Chatzi B'Shus HaRabim, then Mechatz HaNezik can pay Shalom, Nezik Shalom, so you should pay Kaifer Shalom. So the Pashto says that means that there is if you're learning out from Karen, is a Kavachayma from Shem V'Regel. If there's no Kaifa by Shem V'Regel, so you can't learn the whole thing. So the assumption is that there is Kaifa by Shem V'Regel, and therefore there's Karen, and the assumption is like Rabbi Yosef Glil, a whole bunch of assumptions. That there's Kaifa Sholem by Shem V'Regel, and there's Chatzi Kaifa by Shortan B'Shus HaRabim. So therefore, Rabbi Tarfon would say, the Kavachayma, that there will be Kaifa Sholem in the Chatzar HaNizik. If you kill the Odom, the short tamshu who kills the Yodam, Chatzar Nizik, will pay the Nezik, pay the Kaifa Sholem. So this, in order to make the Kal V'Chaima function, you have to make the assumption that the Shem V'Regel have a chiv to pay Kaifa Sholem. Okay. So this price holds like that. The price of Mem Aleph is Machlek Zabai Barova, whether that price agrees or disagrees. But this price holds like that. Okay. So Chidush. What does the Gemara have? Omar Rabba on the top of Chovov on the base, 6 lines from the top. Omar Rabba, Hoyse Eben Menachsla Becheke Velohike Bo. He wasn't aware at all. He fell asleep and someone put a slab of stone or a rock on his lap, and somehow he didn't wake up, he didn't realize it. Then he gets up, Omad Benofla. So the slab of stone or the rock, whatever, starts to roll and it causes damage or it kills someone. So what's the din? So Leinyan Nizokin Karen is Chayev. Adamud Leolam. And Nezek Yipay Chayev Bachaver Yipay Nezek even Beim Emezit Beim Shagin. Leinyan Abad Varm Potter, there was no Pshia, there was no Pshia Samazik over here. You only pay Abad Varm if there's Pshia. And Bosh is for sure you don't pay. Wasn't this Kavin Lahazik? Wasn't neither in this carbon levash, none in this carbon hansik. So you don't pay boishes. Linyan Shabbos, you're not chai because malachas machshavas hasvetoyu. So Rashi explains, if you machal Shabbos b'shegig, you have to bring a carbon chatos. That's only machal Shabbos b'shegig, not the misasik. The Gemara had the Mishnah has increases. A drasha from the pasuk, ahoy delav chatos ashechot abo prat lemisasik. Misasik means. The guy walks into the street on Shabbos with the Shabbos dikasud. He didn't realize that there was a handkerchief in the pocket. Didn't realize that there was a $20 bill in the pocket. He didn't even realize that he was carrying. If the person knows that he's carrying, but his watch stops, he thought that it's still Erev Shabbos. Or he never heard that you're not allowed to carry. He was brought up in a community where there's an Erev, so he always carried. No one ever told him that there's such a malacha, that you're not allowed to carry. Writing and erasing and talking on the telephone, these things he knows. But carrying, he always carries. He never heard that there's an Issa. So that's Mechal Shabbos B'Shogeg. Shigigas Shabbos, he didn't realize that it's Shabbos today, Shigigas Malocha. But in Shigigas HaPu'ula, there was no Kavanas Asiyah, he opens the door and the lights go on. He didn't realize that when you open the door, the lights go on. So that's called Misasek. So Misasek is not even Chayv Chatat. Linyan Shabbos, Malachas Machshavas Osra Torah. That's a shayla. Isn't Misasek a din in Kol HaTorah Kula? The Gemara says Shachat Abo Prat LaMisasek. Shachat Abo Prat LaMisasek goes on Kol HaTorah Kula. The Gemara just says Misasek Bachalov Ma'arayz Chayv Shekein Nehenet. But let's say Bo'aleh Shishish. Let's say he comes home. He thought that it's his wife who's sleeping in bed, and he's Bo'aleha. And then it turns out that it was an Eish Yisish. It was someone else's wife. It wasn't his wife. So even though that should mamish be misasek, he didn't have kavanas asiyah. He made a mistake as far as what the chefta was. Or let's say he goes to a restaurant, he eats food, it's a kosher restaurant, and everything is under hashgach, and he eats a whole meal. After he finishes eating, so the waiter runs in and he says, "We made a mistake, we served you a steak with the chaylev, we forgot to cut out the chaylev." So he ate chaylev, b'shoigeg, but it's not chay, he really ought to be potter from a chatos, because that's misasek. He didn't realize that he was eating chaylev. He was bo'al eshesish, he didn't realize that it was an eshesish, that should really be misasek. So that's an exception to the rule. The Gemara says, misasek b'chalov and b'barai is chayev, shekein nehenah. But it sounds from the simple reading that's a Mishnah increases, daf yutes. from the simple reading on the Mishnah, Shachot Abab Tata Masasek, that Masasek is a din in Kola Terakula, that you're not Chayiv Chatos. So what do you need? A special Pasuk by Shabbos? Malachas Malshevis, Asra Torah. What do you need? A Ptur Malachas Malshevis. It's the regular Ptur Masasek from Kola Terakula. What do you need an additional din of Malachas Malshevis for? So Tosfos and Masechta Shabbos gives you an explanation why you need two psukim. Tosfos points out there is a Gemara Shabbos. Let's say it's dark outside, and they finished eating on Friday night, and then they decide they want to have some fresh fruits for dessert. So they have two trees in the backyard. They have a pear tree and they have an apple tree. So the wife sends her husband outside. He should pluck off some apples for the guests. He went to the wrong tree by mistake, so he plucked off pears. So, Mamash, he didn't know you're not allowed to pluck off pears on Shabbos. So that should be Shogeg. There's Machal Shabbos b'Shogeg. He should be Chayv Achatos. So the Gemara says, he thought that he was plucking off apples, and then he brings it into the house where the lights are on, and turns out he plucked off the pears. So since he did the Malach and the wrong thing, so that's called Misasek. That's called Misasek. He thought he's having an affair with one Eshes Ish, and turns out that it's the wrong Eshes Ish. That's called Misasek. An Eshes Ish, what's the difference? So that's what they said. That's only part of because Malachas Marshavas Asvatar. If all the trees are all apple trees, but the wife said, pluck off the apples from the first tree, not from the second. It's dark outside, he plucks off in the second. Apples and apples is all the same thing, but one is apples, one is pears. Well, they're different kinds of apples. These are cooking apples, and these are eating apples. So if they're different kinds of apples, two different minim, then it's called Misasek and Hilchus Shabbos. That you need a special pasuk. Aleches Mach Shabbos Asra Torah Pratla Misasek. But the pasuk Ashechata Bo, the din of Misasek and Kol Terakula, that wouldn't be Misasek and Kol Terakula. That will not be Misasek. That's what Tosfos holds, that there are two dinim of Misasek. There's one, two psukim and two dinim. Ashechata bo. The Mishnah says, Ashechata bo. And Rabbah is an Amora. And Shmuel is an Amora. And the Gemara increases. Daf Yates, Shmuel says that. That Misasek v'Shabbos is Pata because Malachas Mashabbos Asvatar. So why did Rabbah and Shmuel come up with a new pasuk? Was a Shlech the pasuk in the Mishnah? Ashechata bo, Pata Misasek. The answer is, They're two different dinim. Rabbi Kevega writes, they're two different dinim. Rabbi Kevega holds that Malachas Machshevas Asra Torah means it's not called a malacha at all in Hilchus Shabbos. Whenever you're lacking Malachas Machshevas, let's say someone does a malacha b'Shabbos, that's mekalkel. So by definition, it's not called a malacha at all. If a person does an avera, any other avera, but he does it b'misasik, let's say shchut echutz, he shechts an animal, he didn't know that it was a b'chor behema tahira. There were Jewish farmers in upstate New York, and they raise cows, they raise sheep, and he didn't know that this was a b'chor behema tahira. They bring it to the slaughterhouse, the shechet is shechting one animal, another animal, another animal, kisan shechting. How is he supposed to know that this animal is a b'chor behema tahira? They just violated Shchut Echutz. So that's Misasek and Shchut Echutz. So Rabbi Kevega is of the opinion, Misasek in Kol HaTerakula is considered such a big shogeg that you're not Chayv HaChatos, but an Avera it is. It's an Avera b'shogeg. Hashenike, Misasek b'Shabbos is not called a Malach at all, because since it lacks Malachas Parshevas HaSvater is not called a Malach at all. Rabbi Kevega thinks that Al-Chapan Afkamina to come later the Rabbinah. If a person is Mechal Shabbos, in a way, Hoseb Menachsa Becheke Velahike Bob Ahmed Menafla in Linyan Malachas Shabbos, it's a lack of Malachas Parshevas. So if he made a Hezek at the same time, so he won't be Potter from paying for the Hezek. Because Tana de Bechiske, we have a din of Kom Lebi de Rabbinei, and not only do you say Kom Lebi de Rabbinei when it's actually Chayiv Misa, even Mizman Hazeh, where nobody gets any Oynesh Misa. There was no Hasra, there was no Bezdin, there's no Beis Hamikdash, no Sanhedrin. You can't give any din in the Foshes Mizman Hazeh. You still say, that's Tana de Bechiske, V'chilakta bin shogeg lemezid. So even b'shogeg, when he's not going to get the death penalty, you still say kam levi d'rabbi. But it's only by medva mamu, and you say kam levi d'rabbi. If he did the avera of chilul Shabbos, but if he did the avera lacking melachas machshavas, then you can't say kam levi d'rabbi. Masheni came, if he did any other avera b'shogeg, b'misasek, so Rabbi Kiveri thinks he did it b'misasek, it's shogeg square. It's a very big shogeg. He didn't realize what he was doing. He shechts shchut echutz. He shechts shchut echutz. You're not chayv misa for that. So there wouldn't be any kamla with the rabbin anyway. There would be, if he would actually get for shchut echutz, you get malchus. If he would actually get malchus, then you would say kamla with the rabbin. But he shechts shchut echutz b'shogeg. So Tanda Bechizke doesn't apply to malchus. Only applies to misa. Yeah.
When you bring a karban, achatas on Shabbos being something in shogeg, that's because you lack in lachas machshavas, that you forgot it was Shabbos, or you forgot that it was that malacha was usher on Shabbos. That's a lack of malachas machshavas.
So we don't consider that a lack of malachas machshavas. Lack of malachas machshavas, he wasn't aware of the details of the case. He didn't realize that this was the pear tree. He thought this was the apple tree. He didn't realize that he's carrying. He didn't realize that there was something in the pocket. He didn't realize that by standing up, the stone, the pebble that's on his lap is going to roll down the Amis Bishus Arab. There was no Kavanas Asiya at all. So that's a lack of Malachas Moshevis. But if he knows what he's doing, he's carrying, but he thought that he has another half hour till Shabbos begins. He thought it was chol, or he didn't know it's also to carry. So that's not called a lack of malachas machshavas. That's called b'shogeg. Chil Shabbos b'shogeg yechai v'chatas. But if mechal Shabbos bin misasek, then we say it's a lack of malachas machshavas. By definition, there's no avera at all. Yeah.
So that is called when I use something
b'shogeg,
it's called malachas
machshavas. That is called malachas machshavas. There's a Rashi later. Where was it? Lamed Hey, I think. The Rashi is of the opinion if you mechal Shabbos the mekalkel, so you also say come levi d'rabbinei. So Tosfos said, how can it be? Mekalkel is potter because of a lack of malachas machshavas. Lack of malachas machshavas is mutam in haTorah, hetagama in haTorah, midrabbanan. You have call mekalkel and pturim. The Mishnah says potter avalosa, but. Tosfos on Lamed Hamad Aleph Dima Maskal Masnisim B'Shogeg. So in the second line they quote Rashi and they say it can't be. Oh, the Ledomi B'Shogeg. Sheish B'Yisa Malocha. But can any Yisa Malocha Klal? If the fellow does the Malocha, then Mekalkel. It's Mutam and Atoris. How can you say Kom Levi D'Rabbinei? Tana Bechiski. It says that even if you Mechal Shabbos B'Shogeg and you're not going to get the death penalty, you still say Kom Levi D'Rabbinei. But if you Mechal Shabbos, then Mekalkel. There's a lack of malachas machshavas, it's not called a malacha at all. So Rabbi Kiveger in the Tshuva disagrees with the author of the Nesivos. They lived in different countries, but they used to correspond. How do they know each other? I don't know. But they used to correspond with each other. So the Nesivos wrote a sefer on Hilchos Pesach. That's called Mekor Chaim. So the Nesivos has a shtikel Torah. It says the Chomish over all of HaPesach is a penalty midir Machlokes HaTanan, Reb Shimon and Reb Yudin. So the Tana Reb Yudin is of the opinion the Chomish over HaPesach is a din d'araisa. Even Chemtu Shal Nochri, Shal any Chomish that exists on Pesach becomes Osa Bachil Banor Le'olam Void. So even after Pesach is over, you can't go to the Goyish grocery store and buy the Cheerios. All the Chomish in the world becomes Osa. And there's no institution of Mechiras Chametz. It's not going to help. Then it's Elochametz that it's going to become, it'll help that you won't violate Bayuva by Matzah, but you can't buy it back from the Goy after Pesach is over because it'll be Osoban, it'll be Osobachila, Osobanon. And we don't pass on like Rab Yudin. We pass on like Rab Shimon. The Chometz over all of our Pesach is only Osam the Rabbanon because of the penalty because he violated Bayuva by Matzah. So what if he only violated Bayuva by Matzah Bishoygeg? You say, Kontzu Shogi go to Mezid. So that's a whole sugi in Perek HaNezokin. Whenever you have a penalty, Medirabonon, Hamavashal B'Shabbos, then Torah, you're allowed to eat the food. You're not allowed to cook the food on Shabbos, but if you cook the food by accident, by mistake, made mistake, you forgot, so then the Torah, you're allowed to eat the food. It's a penalty of the Rabbanim. So it's a machlok, it's a tanoim. What do you say? Kansu shog gotu mezit. And you have a lot of cases like that. So one of the many cases is, we discussed at the beginning of the Masechta, when the Gemara quoted all the 24 avos nezikin. Mishnah has 4 avos nezikin, the Braisa has 13 avos nezikin, then the next Braisa has 24 avos nezikin. So several of the 24 avos nezikin are metame, medame, menasech. Metame, medame, menasech is a hezek shein and nika, so that's a machloikas amaroim, where the Chayv ben Ator mid the Rabban, we pass we only Chayv mid the Rabban. Hezek shein and nikar, we only Chayv mid the Rabban. So really, it should be matame hamadame v'amenasech should only be Chayv b'mezid. Yishogig should not be Chayv. So that's what it says in the Mishnah. Matame v'hamadame v'amenasech the mezid Chayv b'shogig pater. The Mari asks why, but odemud liyonam bein b'shogig bein b'mezid. That's Mishnah Chavav v'menalef and Bava Kama. So the Gemara says, no, but this is talking about Hezek Nika. That's talking Hezek Shena Nika. Hezek Shena Nika is only Chayim Medir Rabbanon. So it's a penalty Medir Rabbanon. So the Pashta Pshat is, Lekon Tzu Shog Got the Mezid. You only penalize B'mezid. They never penalize B'shoigay. So that's a machloikis in the Rishonim, in the beginning of Tzachim. But the Gemara says that they penalize Chomet Sha'ova, all of our Pesach. They made a penalty Medir Rabbanon, according to Reb Shimon. Did they even penalize you if you violated by your roi midi rabbanon? If you violated by your roi by motze b'shoigig, or even if, or only if you violated it b'mezid? So Shulchan Aruch, the accepted opinion is that even if only violated by your roi b'shoigig, it's also awesome. Why shouldn't you say lo kontzu shogot the mezid? There's a whole discussion. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, even if he wasn't aware that there's an Isra Bayura by Matzeh, he only violated Bayura by Matzeh, B'shoigeg, still there's a penalty. Then it says, even if he wasn't even aware that there was any Chametz in his Rishus, not B'shoigeg of the Din, that he never heard of the Din. He was absent in school when he taught that there's a Din of Bayura by Matzeh. He never heard that Din. Even if he's not aware that he has any Chametz, he did B'dikas Chametz, and he didn't think that there was any chametz. And after Pesach is over, he discovered there's a box of chametz over there that he wasn't aware of. So the question is, that should be misasek. He wasn't even aware that he had any chametz in his possession. So even if you follow the opinion, the Meiri in the beginning of Pesachim quotes the Machlokes, whether they penalize the chametz shavah la Pesach only the mezid if he was aware that he's violating, that he has chametz in his possession, or even b'shoigeg. So we pass on the chumrah, even b'shoigeg. But the question is, he wasn't even aware that he had any chametz. So why shouldn't you say the avera was b'misasek, and b'misasek is considered as if it happened by itself? It's not considered an avera at all. That's the Nesivus's premise in asking the question in the Sefer Mekor Chaim. If he wasn't even aware, and Shulchan Aruch says, even if he wasn't even aware that he had chametz in his possession, there's still a penalty. How can it be? But it's misasek. So the Nesivus says the only time the din of misasek kicks in, that is considered as if it happened by itself, that's only when the nature of the avera is such that it's violated the kumbi asay. That's that person does chut echutz. He shechts an animal chutz lebeis hamikdash. So he didn't know that this was a b'char b'ema Torah. He's a sheichet in the slaughterhouse. They always give him animals to shecht. It should occur to him that this animal is a b'char b'ema Torah. He thought it comes from a goyish farm, or he thought if it comes from a Jewish farmer, he thought that the farmer will know the din, that you have to make a shud for zakum, whatever, if it was born first and it's a zacher, so they're not going to send it to the slaughterhouse. The sheikh, that he didn't think at all that it was a b'chor b'hema Torah. So that would be considered misasek. So one of those on Aver misasek, it's as if he didn't do it, as if the Aver happened by itself. But if the nature of there is such, like by Matzah, the Aver is violated, B'shei Altasa, you don't have to do anything to Kumi Asay, just ownership of the Chametz. If you own Chametz on Pesach, you violate by Matzah. Not that you have to do a Pa'ula, like Shchut Echutz, or like Bo'al Eshesish, or eating Chalev. Eating Chalev, Bo'al Eshesish, should have been a Misasek if he didn't realize that it was Chalev. He didn't realize that it was an Eshesish. He thought it's his own wife, but that's the exception to the rule. Misasek, Bachalom, Ras Chayv, Shikain Nehenah. But let's say the person violates an aver by Rabbi Matzah b'shev al tasa just by owning the chametz. So what are you going to say? He doesn't own the chametz. He does own the chametz. When the nesiva says when the nature of the aver is such that it has to be violated b'kum be'asei, and he violated the aver b'misasik, he didn't realize all the details of the case, then the aver doesn't relate to him as if it happened by itself. It happened by itself, so he didn't do a ma'is aver at all. But if the nature of the aver is such that it's violated, b'shev al tasa, just like by possessing the chametz on Pesach, he violated by Yerod. So what are you going to say? That he didn't realize that it was chametz, it doesn't relate to him, but it is his chametz. The metzias is such. That's the teretz of the nesivas. The klal, the misasek, he assumes his premises, misasek, is not called the ma'is aver at all. And kol ha'Torah kula, not just Rabbi Kivega argues with him. Rabbi Kivega says, kusha mi'kara leisam. Rabbi Kivega thinks that the only time misasek is not considered avera is only in Shabbos because melechus mashavas asvater. That's why I need a new pasuk. Not only what Tosfos says that it includes even the case when he went on the backyard to pick apples and by mistake he picked pears. That's what Tosfos says. It's an additional case. But Rabbi Kivega says it's more than that. Melechus mashavas by Shabbos tells us that is not called a ma'is avera at all. There wouldn't be any kam levi derabbanei. You wouldn't apply tam de bechizkim. But misasik and kol ha'Torah kula is takepata from achatos, but it's not that it's not called a ma'is avera at all. It is a ma'is avera. It's an avera, but it's like b'shogeg square. So much b'shogeg, you're not even chayv chatos over there. It's shogeg korv la'inus.
Misasek
by Shchut Echutz, could that even create Shchut Echutz? Meaning,
don't you need
Kavanah
for
Kachim
when you do
Shchita? If you wanted to be kosher, you have to have Kavanah that this is a carbon, yeah. But Lamaisa, he did Shechta
Bachut. Maybe it would just be considered like Nikur or Be'alma or something.
Like Nocher.
Sorry, Nocher Be'alma.
He shouldn't violate the Avera. That's what Tosfos says, that the din of misasek applies to kol ha'Torah kula. Tosfos assumes that there are two psukim. The Mishnah in Krisis Yutes has ashechata bo prat misasek. Hoydalav chatas ashechata bo goes on every chatas in the world. And then Lachs Mashavis is an additional pasuk in Hilchas Shabbos. The Tosfos, yeah, so Tosfos says like that. There are two different dinim. The Tosfos is so famous. People didn't even realize that the Rambam doesn't agree with Tosfos' premise. So Rav Shach has a sefer on the Rambam Hilchas Shkogas. So he says his Talmud, and he mentions by name Shmuel Deutsch. He's still alive. Shmuel Deutsch was for a while he was the son-in-law of Rabbi Gerelick. He married Rabbi Gerelick's daughter. Then it didn't work out, so he got divorced and he remarried. So he says my Talmud Shmuel Deutsch pointed out that the Rambam doesn't agree with Tosfos. The Rambam holds that din of misasik is only potter in Shabbos. There is no din of misasik in kol ha'Torah kula. Doesn't exist. Period. It's only in Shabbos. I think Mar says misasik b'chalav marais chayv shekein nehena. What do you need the reasoning of shekein nehena for? So lav dafke, you don't need the reasoning. It means misasik in kol ha'Torah kula is chayv chatas. The only time misasik is potter is in Hilchas Shabbos. But Tosfos holds not so. Tosfos holds there are two psukim and there are two dinim. And misasik in kol ha'Torah kula is also potter from achatos. But it's a machlekes, Rabbi Kiveger and the Nesivis, what that means. So the Nesivis understood that the ma'is avera, if the avera is violated, b'kum v'yasei, ma'is avera doesn't relate to him as if it happened by itself. So it's not called an avera at all in kol ha'Torah kula. It's not called just like Malach Smashev, it's not called Chilu Shabbos at all. It's lacking a condition of Malach Smashev. So Misasek is not called a Ma'is Aver at all. Rabbi Kivega holds not so. He holds that that it is an Aver, but it's such a big Shegig, it's like a Shegig Korv Loina, so that's why you're Potter. You're saying if a person does a Shchut Echutz and he didn't realize that it's a Korban, so it shouldn't be considered like Shechet, like if he shoots. If he shoot an animal, that's a Korban. He shoot it Bachutz, that's not called Shchut Echutz. You're not allowed to shoot the carbon. It's you're ruining the carbon. Okay, there's a din of mishmeres trumaisai. You're not allowed to ruin truma. So Rashi writes on the first daf in Chulin, that base and base. If there's a din of mishmeres trumaisai, the kavuchemer there's a din of mishmeres by carbonis. You're not allowed to take a carbon and shoot it. because you're ruining the carpet. You're not allowed to do that. Yeah. So you say if he's going to shecht a carbon bachutz and he doesn't even realize that it's a carbon, so he shouldn't be in violation of shchut echutz. He should treat it like a nocher, if he would shoot the animal. An interesting suggestion, but I don't think Taisus agrees. Taisus assumes, so Taisus in Sanhedrin gives that example of misasik and shchut echutz. Taisus assumes that davar pashut, that misasik applies to kol haTorah kula. Because the Mishnah learns it after the pasuk hashchachta bor prat misasik. The pasuk goes on every chiyuv chatas. And malachs mashav is a local pasuk only in Hilchos Shabbos. So there's two dinim. Taisus says there's two dinim.
Rabbi quoted the Tosfos in Shabbos with two types of misasik. So was Rabbi saying that answers why our Gemara quotes that pasuk by Shabbos? Because the this first case is the first type of misasik.
It just explains why you need two psukim. It doesn't explain why our Gemara quoted that pasuk. Explains why you need two psukim on the assumption that you have two psukim. The Rambam denies the whole thing. And the Miri is like an eved nirtza to the Rambam. Whenever there's a strange Rambam, the Miri always goes along. He's not bothered with any kasha. The Miri says like the Rambam also. And that's what he points out. Rav Shach quotes from his Talmud, Rav Shmuel Deutsch, big Talmud Chochem. He says not only the Rambam has it in the Mishnah Torah, it's in the Pirush HaMishnayos explicitly, that the din of Misasek only applies in Hilchos Shabbos, doesn't apply in Kol HaTorah Kula. But the Rambam is mefurish, but the Tosfos took over. Tosfos is all over Shas, and no one even realized that the Rambam doesn't agree. The Rambam doesn't agree with the whole thing. This is a famous Gemara. Then you galus, what's the din? The person is sitting, he didn't even realize. Well, he could bo. There's an Evan, Hoysa Evan Becheiko. He was sleeping, someone put an Evan on his lap. When he gets up, he stands up and he didn't realize the Evan is going to roll, and then he killed someone. It kills a little baby. So he says, Le'inyan Golus, he was Harig B'Shege, he's Pater. Why? So the Gemara has a few lines later. The Gemara says, why? Because the Amakra, the Gemara says, Le'inyan Golus Chayiv, in that case, If it was Hikibor. So the Gemara says, Linya Gol says, Bishgoglo Mechal de Havale Yediyah. So if it was Lo Haisa Lo Yediyah at all, he never realized that there was a stone on his lap. Someone put the stone on his lap when he was sleeping. So that's not called Bishgoglo. Mechal de Havale Yediyah may occur. You have to have some Yediyah. There was no Yediyah, so it's too big a Shegev. The Rambam says in Hilchas Retzeach, Ramahal's first quotes all the dinim harig b'mezid, then he quotes the dinim harig b'shogeg. So he says there are three kinds of harig b'shogeg. There's a shogeg karv la'oynis, then there's a regular shogeg, then there's a shogeg karv la'mezid. So shogeg karv la'oynis doesn't even have to go to the ori miklat. Just like oynis is pater, so shogeg karv la'oynis is also pater. Shogeg, the medium, intermediate shogeg, has to go to galus. So when he's in the Ori Miklot, the Goel Adam has no right to kill him. And he leaves the Ori Miklot, the Goel Adam has a right to kill him. If it's a Sheikh Korv Lamezid, then it doesn't even help that he's going to go to the Ori Miklot. And even if he's in the Ori Miklot, the Goel Adam has a right to kill him, even though he only killed B'Sheikh. The Goel Adam has a right to kill him even in the Ori Miklot. So that's Adam, there are 3 degrees. So this is what the Gemara says, B'Shgoga, B'Chalav Dahav LeYediyah. If there was no Yediyah at all, then it's like Sheikh Korv La'inus. That's a shegi karv la. You can't say it's an oinus. When he wakes up, who tells him to jump up out of his seat? He should see what he's doing. He should look around before he jumps up. So it's a shegi karv la. It's not an oinus. Shegi karv la. It's a shegi karv la. You're not chayv golus. The Rambam takes all the dinim, all the exemptions, like derech yerida. You only chayv golus. If it's derech aliyah, let's say he has a hatchet and he's chopping a tree. So if he's pulling the hatchet down like this, then the metal flies out and kills someone, then he's chayv golus. Picking the hatchet up like this and the metal flies that direction, it kills the guy, he's potter. Derech aliyah, you potter. So we usually in that tzach, there is a kasa b'chok. So the Rambam says no, derech aliyah is potter because it's shegi karv la'oynis. The Rambam takes all the dinim of galus when you're not chayiv, and he puts it either in this category, shekhi korv l'aynes or shekhi korv l'mezid. There is no stam gzeres akosav that you put. So the Kesef Mishnah discusses where did the Rambam get this idea from? So he writes as if the Rambam figured it out on his own. The Rambam was a thinker, a philosopher, and the Rambam in Baruch HaPsichlo, he figured it out. So there was some mech, so what kind of Baruch HaPsichlo? It's an offering Gemara in Makkos. Gemara said the Farish, Derech Aliyah, is a machlek Zabai V'Rava. Is it Pata because it's Korv Lo'inus or Korv L'Pshia? Nobody says it's a chok. Gemara said the Farish. The Rambam didn't invent it, but the Rambam's interesting. The Rambam sets up the whole din like that. The three shlosha, the shalosh gogas, killing b'shoigeg, one is shoigeg korv la'ines, one shoigeg korv la'mezen, and the middle shoigeg is gaila. The other two, shoigeg korv la'ines doesn't have to go to our mikla, shoigeg korv la'mezen doesn't help. Even if he goes to the our mikla, the goel adam has a right to kill him even in the our mikla. And the intermediate shoigeg, he has to go to our mikla, and if he leaves, then the goel adam has a right to kill him. Yeah. Linyan Eved, what's the din of Eved? Eved Kanaini is Yotze B'shen B'yayin. Eved Ivri is not Yotze B'shen B'yayin. Eved Ivri is Yotze B'sheish or B'yovel. Yom Kippur She'ovel. Eved Kanaini is Yotze B'shen B'yayin. So what if the Odo knocked out the Shen B'yayin for the Chop Talad Rosh Eivar? Shen B'yayin said B'ferish in the Chumash. Chop Talad Rosh Eivar, the 10 fingers and the 10 toes, as the 20, and then another 4. So the Chof Tal Rosh Eivarim is Torah Sheval Peh. Shem V'yayin is in Chumash, that's Torah Shevichsav. One Tanya says that there's a difference. That Shem V'yayin, that's Mefurish Torah Shevichsav, that the Eved Kanaim doesn't need a Shtar Shichra. The Bezin, it's a Knas, he needs a Gemar Din. Bezin gives a Psak, and the Yotze L'cher is just like this. But the Chof Tal Rosh Eivarim is only Torah Sheval Peh, so for that, he does need a Shtar Shichra. He's not Yotze L'cheres with the Psaka, the Bezin alone. He needs a Shtar Shichra. Why should it be interesting? That's in Kiddushin. And the end of the first parrot. When it says, it starts off with Isha Niknes, the kind of Satzman, then it talks about how you kind of Karka, how you kind of Metaltalim, how you kind of Evidivri, how you kind of Evidkleini, how you kind of all the different things. So then it says, it discusses a little bit there, that the Evidkleini is Yotze B'shen B'yayin, the Rosh Eivarim, and one Tana distinguishes that if it's the Rosh Shem V'yayin, that's Torah Shebichsav, you don't need a shtar. And if it's Chof Tal Rosh Eivarim, it's only Torah Shebalpe, you do need a shtar. So the Rajbah quotes on Rishanim and say that it's only a Chumrim and the Rabbanim. And Atarva, they're both the same. If you don't need a shtar for the Shem V'yayin, then you don't need a shtar for the Chof Tal Rosh Eivarim either. But since it's not Mefurish in Korah, so it's a good recommendation that he should give him a shtar shichras, because otherwise people, the Odom will say later on, what do you run away for? I didn't knock out your Shem V'yayin. You have to come back and work for me. So Midrabbanan, they insisted that he should give him a Shtar Shichra. I shouldn't be able to reclaim him later and fool the public into believing that the Eved ran away on his own. But others, the Rashi quotes others, hold no, that it's Min HaTorah, there's a major difference. That apparently what? Whatever is Torah Shebichsav can have an effect on the Metzias. You can... You knock out Rosh Eivarim, he's Yotze L'cheres. The Torah Shabbat Peh is only a din on the Gavra. You're supposed to free him, but it doesn't, it's only a din on the, it's not a din in the Cheftzit, not in the Metzias. So Ragachava has what to say about this. If you say it's on a level of the Raisa, the Gemara's Loshen is because it's Dibrei Soifrim. Chof Tal Rosh Eivarim is Dibrei Soifrim. Shem V'yayin is Torah Shabbat. So Torah Shebichsav can change the world. And Torah Shebal Peh is like a din of the Rabbanan. It's only a din on the Gavra. It doesn't change the world. The din of the Gavra has to give Mashtar Sheikh. It's an interesting discussion. So here the Gemara quotes, there's a Machlek HaSatanoim. It's in Kiddushin as well. It says Kiddushin Chav Dalet. Machlek HaSatanoim. Hoya Rabbi Rofe. And the Eved Knaini asked the Yodon, please treat my tooth. And he's a wise guy. He knows that the Odom won't be able to treat the tooth without knocking it out. He wants to be Yotze L'cheres. And the Odom knocked out the tooth accidentally. He didn't plan to. He knocked out the tooth b'shoigeg. So that's a machlekes. Reb Shimon Gamliel Rabbanan D'Tanya. Harishai Rabbi Reif. Oh, my Lord, and the Eved asked the Adam, please, Kachol Eini, please treat my eye. V'sima, and the Adam accidentally blinded the Eved. Or the Eved says, the Eved Knani says, Chatoli Shini, I need root canal work. He peel on the other naxidats. It's a shtick that the Eved pulls. The Eved knows that he can't see well on the eye, and the Eved knows that the tooth is going to fall out, and he asks the Adon to take care of it, and then the Adon accidentally didn't realize, and he knocks it out. So the Chacham says, Sichik Ba'an Yotzalachai. Shem Gamliel says, no. So here, the fellow is sitting with the Eben on his lap. He didn't realize that it's going to, he didn't know he had an Eben on his lap. He didn't know it's going to knock out the Eved's Shem V'Yayin. So that'll be a machlekes from Shimon Gamliel and the Chacham. According to Shimon Gamliel, he needs v'shichaso, as he's coming l'shachso. So over here, he won't be yotze l'cheres. But according to the Chachamim, not only in that case where he's trying to do work on the Shen V'Yayin, even over here he's not doing work. He's not miskaven at all to the Shen V'Yayin. Still, if he knocked out Shen V'Yayin, so the Eved Knani is yotze l'cheres. So that was the first case that lo hike boro. Then Rabbi has another case. Hikibo v'shochecho. Now what's the din? Okay. So we'll save this for tomorrow. Very good.
Rabbi, that Tosfos we saw about the Mitznefes.
Yes.
I saw in Josephus, he says it. The Mitznefes starts at the back of the head. It's not from the front on the whole head. So it's just like the Tosfos.
The
Mitznefes was smaller because you need room for the tefillin and the tzitz.
And he said he saw it.
And he said, Josephus says he saw it like that, like Tosfos.
Okay.
Tosfos
okay. Says, what happened?
Wow. Sometimes you wonder.
Make evidence of it.